author of creation. We turn to your texts this day in search of good news within the gospel. Guide our hearts and minds that we might hear your call in these verses, see your will in these words. This we ask in the name of Christ your Son. Amen. Happily ever after. That's how almost every story ended when we were kids, right? Those stories about princes and princesses, valiant knights, grand adventures. Cinderella goes from rags to royal. Jack goes from a pile of beans to a pile of golden eggs. And Hansel and Gretel get home safe. Admittedly, not the best ending for the witch. But one of the trademarks of these stories and others like it is that they all end with, and they all lived happily ever after. Those are just some of the many stories that we heard as children, that we've told our children and grandchildren. What about all the books that you've read since then? All the movies that you've seen? Almost always the hero saves the world. The good guys win, and love conquers all. Everybody lives happily ever after. For the most part, that's how we want these stories to end. And when we're faced with a story that doesn't end that way, we get anxious. We even get upset. Maybe you watch TV, maybe you don't. Think about a show that you really like. Maybe it's one of those hour-long shows. You're about 45 minutes in, and they cut to a commercial. You start to wonder, the mystery hasn't been solved yet. The diabolical plan has not been thwarted. There's still time. There's still time. They'll get back from commercial, they'll solve this story, and it'll be fine. But what about those times where you don't have 15 minutes, where you don't have 10 minutes, or even 5, and there are just too many loose ends to tie up, to offer closure, not just to the show, but for you? What normally happens then? Anybody know? To be continued. Big white letters flash across the screen in black, to be continued. Anybody ever watch the old Adam West Batman? Join us, same bat channel, same bat time. Not my best reference, I know. I hate when that happens. It means that you have to usually wait a whole week to see what happens. You have to wait a whole week for the hero to save the world, for the good guys to win, for the mystery to be solved. You have to wait a whole week for that happily ever after that you crave. With this in mind, it's no wonder that we squirm when we come across readings like the one in the Gospel of Mark today. Here we have a story about the death of John the Baptist, and that title just screams happily ever after. In fact, it's a pretty unhappy story the whole way through. John's in jail. Herodias wants him dead. His head ends up on a platter, and the story ends with his disciples carrying off his remains to a tomb. It's bad news the whole way through. And though we know how this story is going to end, because we've heard it 100 times, it leaves you waiting, expecting something, something more, something else to happen, some hero to come and save the day. It's like we just sat through a whole movie that ended in a way that we hadn't expected. No to be continued. Bad guys won. We're frozen. We wait, but the screen's still black. So we wait some more. Then the credits start to roll, but we keep waiting because sometime after the credits there's that special added scene. But no matter how long we wait after hearing the story of the death of John the Baptist, no one's coming to the rescue. John the Baptist will still be dead. So much for happily ever after. The irony of bad news stories like this is that it takes place in the gospel, literally good news. And it's a story that exists in the midst of so many good news stories. Just last week, we heard about the commissioning of the disciples, sending them out to share the good news that they've received. In the coming weeks, we're going to hear about Christ feeding the 5,000, walking on water, healing people. So many miracles. It's no wonder that we're still waiting for something to happen at the end of our gospel reading today, waiting for a miracle for that happily ever after. But the story's over, right? So what's the good news that we're supposed to take from the story of the death of John the Baptist? The reality is that we deal with bad news stories all the time in our community, in our country, in our world. Newspapers, TV news, and the radio make strong arguments day after day that happily ever afters just don't exist in this world. Natural disasters usually leave people displaced from their homes. Wars, even the ones that end in peace, are often at the cost of human lives. So, because we see this bad news stuff every day, the last thing that we want to hear when we come to church is more bad news. Isn't this the place we're supposed to come and hear about love and grace, wonderful stories of Jesus that I love to hear? Well, yeah, this is a place for those stories. But it's also a place for the ones that we might not like to hear. Stories of oppression, the stories of exile, the stories of death, whether we like to admit it or not, whether we know it or not, we need these stories. Because even though they're hard, even though they make us squirm, they are part of the larger stories of our holy text. It's true that the story of Pharaoh's oppression of the Hebrew people isn't exactly a feel-good story. But it leads to the people rising up and taking their own freedom. And I agree that 40 years of roaming the desert is not really a story of joy, but without that journey, without everything they learned along the way, would the people of God entering the promised land have meant the same? What we often take to be the end of a story is really just the middle. It's a problem that comes when we come here Sunday after Sunday and only glimpsed these texts that we call holy. It trains us to think that these stories that we hear, that we're given on Sunday, are all self-contained. That they start and end all in one day. We know better than that, right? You wouldn't stop watching The Lion King, for example, after Simba loses his father, Mufasa, right? It's in the first, 20 minutes, so probably not. Spoiler alert, sorry. You wouldn't stop watching after Mufasa dies. Why? That was a Lion King who died. Why wouldn't you stop watching? Any ideas? Because The Lion King isn't Mufasa's story. It's not even about, really, his death. It's about Simba overcoming his own guilt and becoming king of his pride. Lion King. And as sad and as abrupt as the death of John the Baptist seems to us, it's not the whole story. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and all the other Gospels that didn't make it into the Bible aren't stories about John the Baptist. They're not stories about Mary Magdalene or Joseph the carpenter. They are stories of the life, work, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's a story filled with ups and downs, with moments of amazement like the ones that we'll hear in the next couple weeks. but it also has within it moments of sadness, like we've experienced today. It's like the story of our own lives. It's like the story of our own world. Sometimes it's easy to get trapped in the lows of life, to see tragedy on the news, to see tragedy on the street, and to freeze in that moment, to think that war and hate is all that the world is. It's hard to push past that moment of tragedy and to imagine something positive when we're used to so much negative. But just as the death of Mufasa is the middle of Simba's story, so is the death of John the Baptist the middle of the story of Christ. Likewise, all of our bad news stories, wars, pain, disaster, these stories don't mark the end of the story. So maybe that's the good news that we should take from the gospel reading today. John, a friend of Christ, might have passed tragically from this world, but that's not the end of the story. Even when Christ himself is nailed to a cross and dies, that tragedy does not mark the end of the story. In the end of our gospels, no matter the author, Christ is raised to new life. For us, the good news is that as we sit here, the story of this world is still being written. As co-creators, as co-authors of the story of this world, our task is to work towards that happily ever after that we crave. But it's more than that. It's the kingdom of God that we're working towards. It's important that we recognize that. That just because we didn't get it right today doesn't mean that we failed. It doesn't mean that the story's over. We talked about this just a few minutes ago. It's like those TV shows that drive us crazy. At the end of the day, we haven't created the kingdom, and there's not much time left in the day. But it doesn't say the end. What does it say at the end of those days where we just haven't quite reached the kingdom yet? Anybody remember? Be continued. See every day as a to be continued as we work together to forge the kingdom of God in this place. Amen. Let us once again join our hearts and voices as we turn to, in more voices, number 28, God of the Bible, number 28 in more voices.